when economic security is national security. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. If a foreign company wants to buy a U.S. company that makes sensitive technology or collects sensitive data, is that okay? Should that be allowed? Well, there is a government committee that answers those questions on a case-by-case basis. It's been around for decades, approving or barring deals whenever national security is involved. But as global competition has intensified, the federal government wants to dial up that committee's power. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here to explain. Hi, Nova.
Hey, Sabri.
So we are talking about CFIUS. That is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. There's a proposed rule to expand its powers. What would the rule do?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this committee has a lot of power already. Seven cabinet secretaries are on it. It can force a modification of a deal or force a company to divest ownership. For example, you may remember there was a high-profile case 12 years ago. The committee recommended against a Chinese company's ownership of wind farms near a Navy base in Oregon. Then President Obama took the recommendation, ordered the company to divest. So this committee also has subpoena powers, and here's where the proposed changes come into play. One of them is to expand the types of information it can subpoena. It would also be able to impose much larger fines for noncompliance, going up to $5 million.
How much of this is really about China?
Well, you won't find China mentioned anywhere in the announcement of this rule, but certainly it is a big factor. This committee is reviewing TikTok's ownership, for example, by the Chinese tech company ByteDance. But certainly it's not just about China, and the term national security has kind of grown in scope in terms of what's covered under this committee's purview. We're seeing the Japanese firm Nippon Steel getting pushback over its plans to buy U.S. steel. So these new rules will expand the committee's powers at a time when its role, Sabri, in general, is expanding.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
A lot of families get free or reduced-priced lunches at schools during the school year. 21 million kids in total benefit from this. But then summer rolls around, school is out, and gone are those free or reduced-priced lunches. That is a big, sudden expense for a lot of families. And it is one the U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to address starting this summer. It's rolling out a summer EBT program. Families that get subsidized lunches during the school year will get $40 a month during the summer to help pay for groceries. However, 14 U.S. states, including South Dakota, Alabama, and Texas, have opted out of the program in its first year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Summer EBT benefits are covered by the federal government, but states pay for half of the administration costs. Poonam Gupta with the Urban Institute says that could be a barrier.
But at the end of the day, political will is a huge factor.
All 14 states opting out are Republican-led, including Iowa, whose governor says there aren't enough restrictions on the types of food families can buy.
It's just incredibly disappointing to see that money left on the table.
Luke Elzinga with the Iowa Hunger Coalition says the program helps working parents. They can't always get their kids to free summer meal sites midday.
Just allows families to purchase groceries when they would otherwise be purchasing them anyway.
But with persistent inflation, can $40 per kid per month move the needle on childhood food insecurity?
You know, the short answer is no.
Poonam Gupta says it could make struggling families' grocery bills just a bit more manageable. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Lawyers for Sam Bankman-Fried, ex-CEO and founder of failed crypto exchange FTX, have appealed his federal fraud and conspiracy conviction and his 25-year prison sentence for defrauding customers and investors. If he loses his appeal, Bankman-Fried would have to petition the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. Next month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will tell us how much of the income generated by workers' toil actually went to workers in the first quarter of the year. The stat is called the labor share of national income, and as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains, that slice is shrinking.
In 1947, U.S. workers got about two-thirds of the income from their labors.
Now they're getting something that is just a little bit over half, and so they're getting less of the pie.
Erica Groshen used to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now she's at Cornell. She says you can blame the shrinking slice partly on globalization, with some jobs moving out of the U.S.
If a company decides they are going to contract out a lot of their services to workers overseas, it won't be in American workers' compensation, right?
Groshen also cites declining union membership. She says historically, private sector employees in unions have made 10 to 15% more than non-union workers. There's also the issue of technology. Bart Hobain, a senior economist at the Chicago Fed, says the price of automation has fallen.
Then as we can buy equipment cheaper, we might replace people with computers.
He says automation took a bite out of the workers' slice of the pie back in the 1980s, with a big decline from the mid-80s to around 2010. But Hobain says it's important to put all this in perspective. Sure, the size of the slice ending up on workers' plates is shrinking, but he says the overall pie, that is, the U.S. economy, is growing. So workers are getting a smaller slice of a bigger pie.
Purely from a pie point of view, there's birthday parties with big pies. And if you get a smaller piece of the big pie, you're still getting a bigger piece.
As long as the economy is growing. But both Hobain and Erica Groshen think these trends that are eating away at the workers' share are here to stay. They could even pick up, especially as technology continues transforming the workplace. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you would like to see Nancy getting hit in the face with a pie, watch your video version of this story on our TikTok, marketplace.apm. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.